from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are excited to have on our good buddy Jim Duquette from the MLB Network, former GM of the New York Mets. Jim, look, man, thanks for joining us. Let's start with just a broad reaction, because honestly, one of the busier trade deadlines that I think we've seen in some time.
Yeah, it was. Thanks for having me on again, guys. I think it was 28 total trades just yesterday, you know, and, and while it maybe didn't have necessarily the quality of players moved that we thought, Tarek Skubal with the Tigers didn't get moved. Garrett Crochet with the White Sox. Some of the top guys that were being talked about, like Blake Snell, didn't get traded. But there was a ton of action, you know, around it. The prices is what I think. I talked to several general managers, and they were like, "Man, it was expensive shopping." You know, at some of maybe the lower priced rental starters that you wouldn't normally expect, like you say, Kikuchi in Toronto. The Astros gave up 3 major leaguers. I think that really took a lot of general managers by surprise.
Well, Jim, when we spoke to you last, you and I came to the decision that what we needed to get in Atlanta was a corner outfielder, maybe another bullpen guy, and maybe starting pitching at the end. But they did that. But I don't think they were really the moves that I expected anyways. Were you surprised that Alex Anthopoulos decided to go back to the well with Jorge Soler and Luke Jackson?
I would say a little bit surprised. You know, it's interesting because that does not happen very often. And, you know, you go back to the well, it worked the last time. So, you know, and you know those guys, and you know they're going to fit within the clubhouse there, which, you know, I think Alex does a terrific job of making sure that, you know, that's an important thing. Some GMs don't, but he you know, character, makeup, chemistry, that matters in, you know, in all this too. So, you know, I thought when it was all said and done, if you go and look at a lot of the different power hitters that were available, Soler might have been the best one. So they got the best one there. You know, Jackson, in terms of, they don't need a back end necessarily. Well, they don't need a closer, you know, and I think a depth piece in that, you know, seventh and eighth inning, I think, was, a perfect fit. The prices for other guys was so high that I thought that, you know, it was a modest gain in the bullpen area there for the Braves, but it was a quality one because, you know how to use Jackson in those important roles.
Yeah, and listen, I think that everybody is excited to have Jorge Soler back in the fold because of what he did a couple of years ago. I do wish that the Braves had made another move, but I want to ask you, and at least in your own personal experience, Jim, when you come down to the deadline, how hard is it to make the decision between being buyers and being sellers, or just being a team that kind of sits in the middle and waits for an opportunity to become? Because the Braves, while they are good, they have a lot of question marks, and I just wonder what Alex Anthopoulos' kind of thought process has been lately.
Yeah, well, I think that they're a team that hasn't performed up to the expectation. So there's a level of this that I think has to come from within, right? The guys that have underachieved to this point, obviously injuries play a role in that too. And some of these guys are hopefully going to come back from the injuries. But I think that, they're clearly a postseason team, or should be a postseason team. It'd be it'd be big news if they fall out of it. And so I think that's the difficult part. If you're in his shoes, is like, it's a pretty well fleshed out roster that you don't normally have to, make a lot of additions to, or shouldn't have to. I think you're really relying on those guys and what they've done in the past for you. So there's a little bit of balance there is my point. You could bring in other guys, but how much are they going to play over the regulars? How much should they play? It becomes one of those type of things. It's, the guy that sometimes is better than the guy that you're bringing in.
Well, I am curious too, and I want to follow up on that a little bit, because we've seen Alex Anthopoulos not only go back to the well once or twice, but a handful of times when you talk about Luke Jackson and Jorge Soler. But not only that, added Eddie Rosario after he got let go on waivers. You signed Duvall during training camp when you didn't think he'd be a part of this team. Right. I mean, is there a point where Alex Anthopoulos is just going with a level of comfortability and guys that he knows not going to cost a ton?
Well, there is probably some of that too. I think the cost, acquisitions, whether it's money or whether it's, your assets, and the Braves do a great job of adding guys from their system, but even that's been taxed a little bit here lately. I think that's a big part of this, is how much do you want to spend in terms of your prospects for kind of that short-term rental gain, right? That I think most GMs, when I talk to them around the sport, the quality was lacking. You were being asked to give up. And if you look around the sport, by the way, too, there's no real top 100 prospects that were traded. And I think that was more a function of the quality that was available at the deadline. So, part of that is, all right, what can you get for, for the prices that are out there being asked, and, how much of a significant difference can they make? So I think that's where Alex and some of the other kind of GMs, it's hard to show discipline at the deadline when you're not playing up to expectation, but I didn't see, outside of Soler, I didn't think there was an impactful guy out there. I mean, Jazz Chisholm is another guy. He may have fit there with Atlanta too. Those were the two, I think, top position players that got moves. And so, Atlanta got one of them.
Jim Duquette, MLB analyst, joining us here on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Jim, I want to ask you, kind of the projection is that Alex said yesterday, look, Soler is under contract for two more years, and it seems like it's going to be a crowded outfield. But Alex talked about the depth and saying, look, we have no problem having a depth piece. Is that move a move that's easier made because Acuna is coming back from injury? You know that he is going to need days off, but also team control and how the contract is somewhat cheap with Jared Kelnick as well?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think, I talk about balance a lot, especially with them. I think, trying to find that offensive piece sometimes is difficult on the free agent market. So, yeah, they went and got one here at the trade market. It's not just he helps you this year. He helps you beyond this. There isn't a lot of guys that you could control besides a guy like Chisholm too, that, with that kind of quality that you could have beyond this year. So, I think those type of depth issues and playing time issues, when you work those out over the winter and into next year, you can always move a guy, this winter if need be. So, but I think there's no doubt that Kelenic's, finally playing to what the prospect and some of the reputations were with him coming up. He's starting to figure it out, and he's figured it out there in Atlanta. I've talked to the Mariners a lot. They aren't happy with the fact that Kelenic's doing it there in Atlanta, but he wasn't going to do it in Seattle. You know, there was some reasons behind the scenes and some of the offensive things that he was asked to do that he wasn't maybe necessarily doing there in Seattle that he is now in Atlanta. So there's a lot of factors that come into play here. They did a nice job though with Kelenic, and you know, he's a guy that you can count on, I think, long term too.
Jim, I want to ask you real quick. Have you ever heard of a prospect? Not a prospect, excuse me, but a player under team control like Garrett Crochet saying, you know what, you can trade me, but if you trade for me, you better give me a contract or I'm not pitching right in the postseason. Crazy. You ever heard anything like that? I don't recall that ever.
No. I mean, that's rare. Here's the only comparison I can give is Josh Hader with the Brewers. By the way, same agency that represents Hader and Garrett Crochet. Hader, when he was beaten in arbitration that winter, he went to the Brewers. And he said, listen, I'm going to look out for my best interest. I'm going to dictate how you are able to use me. You can't use me more than 2 days in a row. You can't use me for more than three outs on a save situation. And Craig Counsell, by the way, as their manager during that period of time, he handled it very well. You really didn't hear much about it. But then he gets traded to San Diego, and then it became an issue because Bob Melvin's like, what the heck are these rules? I don't understand what these rules are. and so, you know, Hader at least had some skin in the game, you know, but, you know, Crochet hasn't. He hasn't been on the scene that long. So I don't think that's going to go over too well. I think that's the reason why he's still with the White Sox too, by the way.
He is Jim Duquette, and he is on MLB Network, and he is one of the best in the business. Jim, thanks for hanging out with us this morning, buddy.
All right, guys. All right, thanks for having me. See ya.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.